Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Ben Erickson. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of 2025. If it's not renewed, farmers and ranchers will face significant tax hikes. Samantha Ayoub, an associate economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says letting these provisions expire puts farmers at risk.
At the end of the day, taxes are an expense. We already see farmers and ranchers across the country suffering from above average input expenses across the board. And if taxes were to increase next year, that is just another hit to the expenses on a balance sheet that is already struggling.
Ayoub says several provisions in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act were designed to boost economic activity and encourage investments.
If taxes increase, that takes out dollars that farmers can then invest back into their business and back into their community. EY, a consulting firm, estimates that expiration of TCJA provisions would lead to agriculture alone losing 49,000 jobs, which is $3 billion in wages that then can trickle out into $10 billion of economic activity.
She says some progress has been made on making these provisions permanent, but there's more work to do.
We've seen the reconciliation package, the One Big Beautiful Bill, pass the House, and it provided permanency, which is ultimately certainty, and improved upon a lot of the provisions that are important to farmers and ranchers. That is obviously not a completed process. It's important that those provisions that were kept in the House continue into the Senate.
Learn more on the Market Intel page at fb.org. Payments have been sent or are being sent to livestock producers eligible for qualifying drought or wildfire losses under USDA's Emergency Livestock Relief Program. With more, here's Rod Bain of USDA with Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam.
As the first week of emergency payments to producers qualified under USDA's Emergency Livestock Relief Program wraps up.
If you qualify for the loss, you should be receiving a payment in the mail if you've not received it already.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam says the payment released May 30th covers grazing losses due to eligible drought or wildfire events in 2023 and or 2024.
Farm Service Agency is issuing emergency relief payments to ranchers who have approved applications through the Livestock Forage Disaster Program for grazing losses due to eligible drought or wildfire.
Further supplemental disaster assistance payments and timelines for such, including emergency livestock relief program payments for flooding, are found online at www.fsa.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We'll take a break. We'll wrap up Inside Agriculture right after this.